population identifies as introverted. Indeed, introversion can be linked back to biblical times. Until relatively recently, introversion was the ideal men aspired to fulfill, and in many Eastern cultures, the ideal remains. Yet, within the United States, that 40% are often made to feel ostracized or damaged while their extroverted peers are praised and promoted. Despite introversion being an innate character trait, many people feel it should be changed. Many introverts are bombarded by the extrovert ideal. Despite the belief that introversion can be changed, studies have proven that the trait is at least partly genetic. Extroversion is literally in our DNA. According to some psychologists, the trait is less prevalent in Asia and Africa than in Europe and America, whose populations are largely descended from global migrants. According to these researchers, it makes sense that world travelers were more extroverted than those who stayed at home, and that they passed on their traits to their children and their children's children. As logically discussed in the above excerpt, extroversion has been passed through the generations. Similarly, introversion has also been shared through the generations. One theory suggests that introversion has to do with the wiring within the brain. Specifically, the blood flows differently within the brains of introverts and extroverts. The path of blood within an introverted brain is longer and focused on the parasympathetic system, whereas extroverts have longer blood flow patterns that focus on the sympathetic system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the nervous system branch responsible for homeostasis. The sympathetic system, the focus of an extrovert's blood flow, is known for the fight or flight response. In contrast, introverts' brains are wired to respond to stress by returning to equilibrium. Another piece of evidence suggests that introversion is a genetic trait linked to the dopamine D4 receptor, or D4DR gene, which affects the neurotransmitter dopamine. Dopamine is believed to be responsible for the reward and pleasure centers of the brain. A sensitivity, or lack thereof, to dopamine is believed to be responsible for an individual's placement on the scale of introversion and extroversion. An individual with a shortened D4DR gene, otherwise known as an introvert, is much more sensitive to the brain's feel-good chemical. This sensitivity to dopamine means that introverts need zone out to protect themselves from overstimulation, whereas extroverts, who lack this sensitivity, often need to chase after rewards to trigger dopamine within the brain. Introverts, unlike their extroverted peers, prefer to spend the majority of time within their own minds, cultivating their ideas and passions. Unlike extroverts, who tend to jump into various activities, introverts prefer intense engagement in a few activities. There are numerous reasons to enjoy being an introvert: depth of curiosity, independence, quiet energy, close listening, introspection, close friendships, self-sufficiency, and looking before leaping. Chapter 2: Strengths of Introverts. What many people may find surprising is that introverts can, and often do, make strong leaders. It is estimated that 40% of executives are self-described introverts. Despite what Harvard Business School and much of the modern media would like for people to believe, introversion is not a weakness, and extroversion is not necessarily a strength. In fact, when discussing high-powered CEOs, it has been discovered that the largest downside of introverted leader only affect introvert themselves. Less charismatic leaders make less than their more extroverted and enthusiastic counterparts. Brigham Young University management professor Bradley Eagle studied the CEOs of 128 major companies and found that those considered charismatic by their top executives had bigger salaries but not better corporate performance. While introverted leaders may sometimes resent the fact that they have a lower salary, introverted CEOs can take pride in the fact that the corporations and companies they lead are just as successful, if not more successful, than those run by their higher-paid, extroverted colleagues. Employers can also take reassurance in the fact that introverts can make great employees and wonderful leaders. An introverted stage manager would similarly seek to further the production. A stage manager with a large personality could be extremely detrimental to production, since the main goal of a stage manager is to further the production. An introvert would be able to do what is necessary for a production without seeking the approval